Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello and welcome to our 2024 India Market Outlook podcast mini-series, which outlines our key investment views and how investors should be positioned going into 2024. My name is Ravi Singh. I'm the Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Bank India, and I'll be your host for this podcast. 2023 was great for Indian equities. The Nifty Index delivered a strong 20% returns, outperforming EM peers for three consecutive years. Broader markets did even better, with the Nifty Midcap Index up over 45%, while the Nifty Small Cap Index was up over 55% in 2023. Now, this strong performance and stretched valuations, it is natural for investors to raise concerns. To understand this better, I have with me my colleague, Mr. Vinay Joseph, who heads the investment strategy and products at Standard Chartered India.
Hi, Ravi. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Well, indeed, Indian equities has been on a roll for the last 3 years. It's important also to put this in historical context. The Nifty Index has delivered positive returns in each of the past eight calendar years. This is the longest stretch ever in India's recorded equity market history. So clearly, valuations are above average across parameters. But when we look at fundamental drivers, we think these still remain supportive and is likely to continue in that momentum, at least in the first half of 2024. We see four key drivers for that. First, GDP growth and earnings outlook remains robust, and this would continue to outpace its major peers. Second, despite the strong performance of 2023, absolute valuation for Indian equities is fair compared to previous peaks because of strong earnings delivery. Though relative valuations are above average, they are much lower than previous peaks. Third, stable inflows from domestic investors driven by inflows into systematic investment plans is a big support for domestic markets. And lastly, pace of foreign investor inflows have improved amid reasonable valuations, robust fundamentals, and low foreign investor positioning in Indian equities. That's why going into 2024, we upgrade Indian equities to overweight given these strong fundamentals. Further, pre-elections optimism amid expectations of government policy and continuity are tailwinds for equity. Within equities, we maintain our overweight on large cap equities given better margin of safety in terms of earnings and valuations and also stronger balance sheets. We continue also to have a preference for value-style equities.
Well, Vinay, you mentioned about pre-election spending as one of the factors behind the constructive views on equities. Can you help us understand if elections do influence equity market performance?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Generally, equity markets would respond to changes in fundamental factors, such as trends in economic growth conditions, what stage of the business cycle we are in, fiscal and monetary policies, and of course, corporate profitability cycle. While this is true for a developing economy like India, historical analysis of the past few general elections indicate a strong short-term linkage to elections. In fact, when we saw the last five general elections, and we have taken this period because in the last five general elections, incumbent governments have served full five-year terms. Markets approach elections with optimism. The Nifty Index on an average gave double-digit returns on a six-month period leading into elections. Now, this can be attributed to a pickup in pre-election spending and some populist measures, both of which are positive for consumption demand. Further, the analysis indicates that markets dislike surprise polling outcomes, as in 2004, when a loss triggered a sharp correction for the ruling government, or even in 2009 and 14, when markets cheered larger than consensus verdict. Markets' reaction to 2019 elections outcome was mixed, even though the incumbent in NDA managed to secure a comfortable majority in general election, despite its below par performance in three key state elections before Ellis.
Well, that's all in the past, but how different could it be this time?
So, history shows that elections outcome can be unpredictable as sentiments can swing throughout the campaign season. At present, markets seem to be pricing in the likelihood of government continuity, especially after the strong performance of the ruling party in the recent state polls. while we dial up risk in our foundation portfolios to participate in this pre-election optimism, we remain very mindful of the volatility that it can accompany and stay nimble to adapt to the changing market landscape. Outside of elections also, we remain positive on India's long-term structural story, and that's important to keep in context, given the long-standing reforms and policy initiatives that have been taken over the last few decades. In the event of a non-consensus election outcomes, we could experience immediate volatility, but over the long term, we expect market to adjust to the strong macro fundamentals and resilient corporate's profit cycle, which we mentioned earlier.
Well, Vinay, all the factors that you highlighted us seem to be quite positive, but what can go wrong from here?
So it's important, as I said, first, we need to stay nimble because volatility is going to be high. Now, the risk which we have for our positive equity view, first is global growth slowdown, and that would feed into probable downgrades of earnings expectations. Second, we should be cognizant that valuations are not cheap. We are above average. Yes, we are not at peak valuations, but we are above average both on absolute and relative to peers. Third, foreign investors flows have been muted. We have seen in the last 3 years, sometimes flows in, sometimes flows out. So if we don't see that buying coming in, it would put pressure on domestic investor flows, which have slowed on a year-on-year comparison.
Well, that's all that we have time for today. Thanks very much, Vinay, for taking the time to discuss the outlook on equities for 2024. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. Just as a reminder, you can find a copy of our annual Outlook 2024 Sailing with the Wind at the link in the description below and alternatively in the SC Invest section of our online banking portal. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.